Lord, we're so blessed to have Pastor Glenn with us this morning and to share with us, Lord, and just he's such a mentor to our congregation, and we're so thankful for him and Lois, Lord. Just thank you that you give him the words to speak, to just encourage our church and to bless Shannon as we continue on. Praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, my dear sister, and God bless all of you. What a joy to see you here. I want to just thank the board directors here for inviting me to be here with you today. And Lois and I were just absolutely thrilled to be invited to your church and to be a part of what's happening right now. And we have so much to thank God for. And so we're here today because of that invitation, but we're here today because of him. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who changes not. Amen. Yeah, it's a new experience for us to be here today with your former pastor having gone to heaven. And we've known each other for many, many years. My brother, Wayne, was more of a closer with him than I was. They got together a lot. They spent a lot of time together in Bible school and also since that time. And they also had a sense of humor. I don't know if you remember that, but my brother and Pastor and Brother Ralph, they started to do a duet music in the Amisk area. And they both had bridges in their mouth, you know, instead of teeth. So they were able to take off their bridges, and they would sing with no teeth in front of their mouth, and they were called the Gummerson Brothers. So that's the kind of fun they had together back then, and of course we've known each other for many years. I really believe that Ralph is not crying right now. No. He's been delivered from illness and sickness. He's in the presence of God. And what better can it be? You know, but we have a unique, experience with passing of our lives, right? And he gets illustrated in the response of a little child who was invited to come to the front of the platform by the pastor. All the children, all the boys and girls, come before you go downstairs for the children's church. So they all come up to the altar. And they're standing there at the altar, and the pastor was going to pray for them, and he just thought, you know what, I'm going to ask these children today if they want to go to heaven when they die. And so the pastor asked the boys and girls, do you want to go to heaven when you die? And they all raised their hands except one little guy. And the pastor said to this little guy, his name is Johnny, Johnny, don't you want to go to heaven when you die? Yeah, Pastor, I do. But I thought you were getting up a load to go now. You know? And I think that's the way it is with all of us, right? Who wants to die? But who wants to go to heaven? You know? And so we thank God. I've read numerous books on after-death experiences by people's lives, and especially the Bible. And the description of heaven is so awesome. I don't think that any one of us would ever want to come back if once we have been there and seen and experienced. Thank God for the hope. So, but on top of that, I want to thank you, Board of Directors of this church, Pastor Shannon, for the way in which you folks have sought after God and been led by the Spirit and knowing how to take steps from there in a very short time, which none of us knew. None of us were expecting Pastor Ralph to be gone. But in spite of all of that, the steps that you have taken are just tremendous. And God bless you. And one of the great steps is the fact that we have Pastor Shannon here as being supported as a pastor, not only as the pastor, but as now the new lead pastor of this church. Thank God for the tremendous support that you folks have given to Pastor Shannon. And I've known her for a number of years, but I didn't realize that she had been here for 26 years in this church as an associate pastor. My goodness sakes, you know how many churches in the world that there are that would love to have a person like her? you better hang on to her. Amen. But such a joy, Shannon, to be with you and to experience this new role that that we are experiencing today. Amen. What we're going to be doing now is responding to God in the call of a pastor. I believe that this is one of the most powerful and important steps that any church can take, and any pastor can take, is to seek the face of God as to the call of God upon the life for the church and for the pastor. You folks have done that, and the call of God has been yes. And so now, what do we do? Well, first of all, we acknowledge what God has done. We're here today to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit has called, chosen, and ordained our sister to be the next lead pastor beginning today. And you and I are going to have opportunity to respond to the word. And as we share the word, we're going to have opportunity for you to say amen or God be praised or something like that in support of our sister. So we'll begin with that now. So we want to welcome everybody here today for the commissioning service of Pastor Shannon Payne as we recognize the calling of God on her life to serve him. We are taking this time to commission Shannon Payne to the role of lead pastor of Cameras Community Church. We know that there's two ways of calling that title, lead pastor or senior pastor, and both of them are good. And but in discussion with the leadership team and with Pastor Shannon, we have put down that she will be called the lead pastor. If you still want to call her senior pastor, I'm sure she's not getting offended over that. But the lead pastor, the senior pastor, kind of gives an age or an indicator of age. You're senior, you know. But lead pastor talks about the leader of a team that are working together to give leadership to the body of Christ. And Shannon is the coach. She is the coach. So she is the lead pastor beginning today. And we discussed this with the leadership team, and they supported that. And I think it's got tremendous implications. So the members of the Cameras Community Church, being led by the Holy Spirit, has chosen Pastor Shannon to be their lead pastor. On this day, Shannon is prepared to pledge her service to God and the Cameras Community Church as its senior or lead pastor. She has served the call of associate pastor of CCC, Cameras Community Church, for the past 26 years. She has been blessed and honored by those whom she has loved, served, and celebrated. She is now reaffirming her service to God, the people of Cameras and area, and the Cameras Community Church as its lead pastor. Amen. And so on that score, Lord, we just pray that you'll help us, O Father, today to experience that Holy Spirit anointing in our individual lives and in our church life, in our family life. Lord, we thank you that we have no power or authority to create people, but you do. And Lord, you have created our sister to be a child of God. You created our sister to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ through this congregation and together with Pastor Ralph for all these years. And now, Lord, we just thank you that she is willing to take the next step and to accept the role and the responsibility of a lead pastor together with all the team of leaders that work here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what's the motivation of a commissioned pastor? What motivates Pastor Shannon? What motivates you? If you're a Sunday school teacher or a youth worker, or you're a board member, or you look after the treasury, what is it that motivates you? Good question to ask, isn't it? And hopefully all of us would have an answer that is biblical. And here it is, according to the word of our Lord. Jesus gave us the motivation way back when he was on this planet. And this is what he said: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Luke 10:27. And then from there we go to the Great Commission. The Great Commission. Therefore go, Sister Shannon, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of this age. Matthew 28:19-20. So this is the motivation. Love. Loving God, loving each other. You say, well, that shouldn't be hard. No, it shouldn't be. But sometimes for some people it is. Because of you fill in the blank. But you and I are called to be motivated by an outpouring of love that comes from the author of it, the Lord Jesus Christ. Talk about loving. He's hanging on the cross, and he says, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus is the lover of mankind. He's the one who's demonstrated it by his heart, soul, and mind, his life in the physical realm on this planet, but now spiritually through the power of the Holy Spirit. The motivation. God help us to always remember this is what motivates us. This is what lights our fire. This is what leads us. Amen. And then an example of commissioning is found in two men by the name of Paul and Barnabas in Acts 13:1-5. Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Menaeum, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and they sent them off. Now the two of them were sent on their way by the Holy Spirit. They went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to the island of Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. John was with them as their helper. And later on, you can find when they came back to Antioch and they gave a report of what their ministry was all about. Tremendous testimonial of the importance of the local church. A local church sent Barnabas and Paul out. The local church received them back 2 years later, and they told the story of what was happening on the mission field. Why? Because the local church is the organization that God has established on planet Earth in order to direct his ministry. You folks that are a part of the local church are part of the dream of Christ, the dream of God. And we sometimes get upset because we say, well, I know this church, they had a certain problem, that church had a certain problem, and somebody else had a church, but it had a problem. You know why it had a problem? Because there were people there. Right? We know how to mess things up. But does God quit the church then? No. He still believes in his church in spite of who we are. And he still has no other organization except the church and the kingdom. Those two organizations is what he has on earth. Powerful. Amen. So the message to be chosen is found in John 15:16-17. I'd encourage you to mark that in your Bible. It's easy to remember. 15:16-17 with John at the front. Okay? John 15:16-17. Chapter 15. Verses 16-17. Listen to this. You did not choose me. I chose you. Jesus is speaking here, folks. It's Jesus talking. And I have appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. You are going to be productive. You're going to see things happening. God bless that there sign there with Jesus in the middle. Amen. We're in for some great rides, folks. God has a plan for his kingdom. God has a plan for his church. God has a plan for you and you and you. None of you have wasted lives. You have a life that is filled with opportunity. God help us. Amen. So he said, he's appointed you that you might bear fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in the name of my Father, he will give it to you. Again, here is my command. Love each other. What's those two verses saying? He chose his team, and you're on it. Wow. He said, I chose you. I chose you before you even thought of me. I chose you, and I appointed you so that you might be fruitful. Your life is going to be worthwhile. Things are going to happen through your life. Fruit that will last. And so listen to me. Whatever you ask in my name, okay, do you need resources in order to be fruitful? Yeah, we do. He said, ask my dad, my father. He's got lots of resources, and he will give them to you. And remember, the command and the motivation is love each other. We come back to that love word again. The motivation is love. Hold it up higher. Oh, okay. Watch so I don't trip over it. Amen. The spiritual role of leaders. 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 7. You know who wrote this? Peter did. What was Peter? A fisherman. But in this chapter, he's writing about being a shepherd. Here's a fisherman that's called of God to be a shepherd. And he changed roles. As far as I know, he didn't fish anymore, except that one time when Jesus caught him after he rose from the dead. But the rest of the time, he was a fisherman. And here's what he said. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock. Notice he didn't say, go out and shepherd sheep. I want you from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, you're going to shepherd sheep. No, no. The command is, you be shepherds. How does that change the picture? It means wherever you go, you are a shepherd. There's no 9-to-5 job here. It's day and night. You are called to be shepherds. And what does a shepherd do? Cares for sheep. What does a shepherd do? Teaches sheep. What does a shepherd do? Encourages sheep. Wow. Peter is quoting the verse, the words that Christ gave him. And he said, I appeal to you as a fellow elder and a witness. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those that are entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, Jesus Christ, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Folks, this is not out of Dr. Jones's handbook. This is the word of God describing the job description of being a shepherd, being a leader. Amen. There's several different kinds of leaders that God has given. He said, God wants you to not pursue dishonest gain, but be eager to serve, not lording it over. You, when you become a member in the church or a deacon or an elder or a Sunday school teacher or whatever, don't ever think that that's a ticket to be an emperor, you know. That's a ticket to be a dictator. No, no, it's a ticket to serve. It's a license to serve God and to serve one another. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to the elders. The younger elders need to respect the older elders, okay? All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but he gives favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Amen. You filled with anxiety today? Are you emotionally disturbed today? Here's the secret. Cast it on him. Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Christ. Bring it to the Father. He cares for you more than anybody in the whole world. That's your key to anxiety, to get rid of it. Amen? The next section is we are called to humility, love, unity, grace, and peace. Have you ever noticed this? Reading through the New Testament, most of the books in the New Testament were written by the Apostle Paul. And you know what he starts his book with? Every letter that he wrote to the Corinthians, to the Romans, to the Galatians, the Ephesians, every one of them began with, may the grace and peace of God be upon you. Here's Paul, he was a giant of a man spiritually, a God-called Holy Ghost anointed. He spent time in many prisons. You read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the litany of abuse that he has taken in his life, beaten up 5 times, you know, with straps and with rods. Unbelievable. Shipwrecked and stoned and all of these things. And he comes out as a man of God, and he talks about grace and peace. Though he didn't experience a lot of it in his life. But he's saying, I want you guys to know that God has given you grace and peace. Amen? As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called, to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in you all. Pastor Shannon, there's enough material here for you to preach all year. It is absolutely awesome. Amen. And now, we want you to stand with me, and we are going to share some opportunities for you to respond. And first of all, I believe we have it on the scale, the promise of service. We are called to be servants of the Most High God. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Now, if we can go to the promise of service, let's say it together. We believe in God the Father, in Jesus Christ the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, our guide and equipper. We believe the Bible is the Word of God, whose truth we will represent with integrity. We serve as followers of Jesus Christ. Wow. Can we say amen? God bless you. Just remain standing for a moment. I'm going to read this, and then we'll do some feedback again. 2 Timothy 4. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, this is the pastoral charge, okay, that Paul the Apostle shared to young Timothy. Now the Holy Spirit, through you, is sharing it with Pastor Shannon. And she will respond by a statement at the end of this. But this is so powerful. This is the whole method of how we do this, folks. It's written in the book. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. It's possible to be hooked up to the wrong teacher. Did you know that? We need to approach the teacher that believes the book, that honors the book, that sees the book as the Word of God. Amen. So they will, but some people, they're looking for somebody that will just agree with their ungodly beliefs. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, and discharge all the duties of your ministry. Pastor Shannon, would you come and join me here on the platform? And because the rest is going to involve you. Well, it's all involved you and all of you. Amen.
I've got my mic on.
You got your own mic? Okay. Wonderful. Thank God for technicians. Amen.
So after what Glenn has just read, it's by the grace of God that I will commit myself to fulfill this charge.
Amen. And Pastor Shannon, we will ask you to respond by simply saying amen at the end of each of these statements, beginning from 1 to 6. Shannon, will you faithfully serve by the enabling of the Holy Spirit, motivated by his enduring love?
Amen.
I will support and engage in the Great Commission, following the example of Jesus Christ, in grace and in truth.
Amen.
I will seek to be faithful to God, to my family, to his word, his purpose, and his people.
Amen.
I will honor and communicate with this local church, its leaders, and the leadership team.
Amen.
I will honor and communicate with the pastor and elders of my endorsing church.
Amen.
The endorsing church is the one who, with the FCA, has supported you. Not necessarily in a financial way, but in a spiritual way. The endorsing church says, this church is a godly church, and they can be a member of the FCA. And so that's what this word endorsing is all about. And 6, I will abide by the biblical principles of doctrine, faith, relationship, ethics, and morality.
Amen.
Amen. Now, while Pastor Shannon and I stand together here, the church now is invited to respond to a charge. And so at the end of each statement, if you in your mind and your heart can honestly say amen, then we invite you to do that, to say amen. Now, this is a verse from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, speaking of the church. Acknowledge those who work hard among you. Who are the people that work hard? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those are the 5 ministries that work hard among you. To acknowledge those who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. And all of us will say we will.
We will.
As a member of Camrose Community Church, we pledge to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will. And all say,
we will. And amen.
Amen. 3, we will not quench the spirit or treat prophecies with contempt, but will hold on to what is good, rejecting every kind of evil. And we all say,
we will.
We will support the mission of this church and its servant leaders. And all say,
we will. And amen.
We will speak encouragement and promise spiritual unity among the servant leaders and the mission they serve. And all say,
we will. Amen.
Amen.